T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, there'll be some naked people having fun, and there'll be some people watching them having fun. The naked bike ride is tomorrow, and look, it's going to be a hot weekend, but a nice weekend. And if you can find a way to get out and enjoy this in a park, along a river, along a lake, or in the French Quarter, or anywhere, get out and enjoy it. It's June the 11th. I mean, this is the kind of weather that we expect this time of year. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on this Friday afternoon. You can also join me this weekend on social media. The Scoot on the Air YouTube channel will be active, and you can join me there. Just Google YouTube and type in Scoot on the Air. And I would invite you to become a subscriber, and that way we give you a little alert every time we do something live. And if you can't watch it live, well, the alert is there on your email to let you know that it's there, and you can go check it out. But, you know, it's a chance to sometimes be a little looser than we can be on the air here. And I can just, again, go into a little more detail sometimes. So anyway, Scoot on the Air YouTube channel, and then Scoot on the Air Instagram. And I'm going to find a way to bring you some of the naked bike ride this weekend. I have another example of woke gone wild. Yesterday we talked about apple pie. Is racist and represents white Europeans coming to America and slaughtering indigenous people, so you shouldn't eat apple pie. Well, now there's another example that I think is ridiculous. Maybe I'm a little insensitive here, and I don't see it, and I should be more sensitive, but we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Also, I want to remind you that the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience is happening this weekend. It goes on until the 13th, and that's just really a great event downtown at the... It's always been at the convention center, so I'm assuming that's where it is. I have been to that event before, and it is, it's a lot of fun. So let's just bring you up to date on President Biden and the First Lady, Dr. Jill. They are traveling in Europe, and President Biden says the United States is going to purchase 500 million vaccines and donate them to low to middle income countries.
In times of trouble, Americans reach out. Offer help and offer a helping hand. That's who we are. And when we see people hurting and suffering anywhere around the world, we seek to help as best we can.
I mean, that makes me feel good as an American. I mean, if we can afford to do this, then let's help, because, you know, this stuff comes, you know, it goes all over the world. People come here, people go there, people see people there and then come here. And so look, it's in our best interest to help out these other countries. Political pundit Stephen Colbert had this comment about Biden's big vaccine purchase.
While in the UK, President Biden made a big announcement.
Today, we're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic. The United States will purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to donate to nearly 100 nations that are in dire need in the fight against this pandemic.
Okay, Biden just proved he's Irish. He's on vacation, he's feeling good, and he's buying shots for everybody. Now, since they're buying in bulk, the government will pay for the doses at a not-for-profit price, which means every dose comes with a free This American Saved Your Life tote bag. The rest of the world really needs that vaccine, especially Japan. We are just over a month away from the Tokyo Summer Olympics, and I cannot wait to have a sudden emotional attachment to the pole vault. I am telling you, Armand Duplantis from Sweden is going to take it all. Go, Mondo!
Also, there was some buzz about Dr. Jill Biden, the First Lady's jacket. So she had love. Love was written on the back of her jacket. I mean, like, people are like, well, what does that mean? The first lady has a jacket that has love on the back. Why are you trying to figure it out? Doesn't love mean love? Anyway, here's a report.
First Lady Jill Biden has sent a message with her outfit during her husband's first overseas trip as president. As the Bidens met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his wife, Mrs. Biden was wearing a dark jacket with love embroidered on the back.
I think that we're bringing love from America.
President Biden has said his first trip is aimed at assuring allies America is back after his predecessor's go-it-alone approach. The First Lady's jacket immediately reminded White House watchers of a message on her predecessor's coat 3 years ago. On a visit to a Texas border town housing migrant kids, Melania Trump's jacket said, "I really don't care. Do you?" Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal? Love's on the back of the jacket. So, I mean, I thought what Melania was wearing was kind of cool. I mean, I'd like to find something like that. It's kind of a cool message to give out. But this, like, okay, what does love mean? What is she saying? What do you mean, what is she saying? It says love. That's really it. And, you know, again, the media is always looking for ways to make a big deal out of nothing. So the Naked Bike Ride is happening tomorrow, and it starts at 4 o'clock. That's when the naked people start gathering at Markey Park, and that is on Piety Street, 700 Piety Street in the Bywater. And then it ends up going through the quarter from the Bywater up Royal Street through the quarter. And they start rolling at 5 o'clock. So that's the time on that. Here's a question, though. This is our poll question. It's on our WWL website right now, so you can give us your response. What harm does the naked bike ride do? 10% says it gums up traffic. 20% says it scandalizes innocent onlookers. 70% say it doesn't do any harm at all. I have faith in our future. Give us your opinion by going to the website, WWL.com, and the poll question's right there in the middle on the front page. All right, so it happened 35 years ago today.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller was released 35 years ago today. Matthew Broderick starred in the movie. It was a John Hughes movie. A great movie. It's one of those movies that when I see it on, if I'm channel surfing, and it doesn't matter where they are in the movie, I'll stop and watch it. And I think my favorite scene is, I'm drawing a blank here. The scene where they're going to lunch. Oh, and he gets in by claiming that he's Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago. And I just thought the movie in so many ways was just brilliant. Also stars Jennifer Grey, who was in, Dirty Dancing. That's right, Dirty Dancing. And she was his sister in the movie. And there's a lot of great people in it. Very, very funny movie. But that was 35 years ago today. And they were also talking about this being the 40th anniversary. This year's the 40th anniversary of Indiana Jones. And somebody has gone back and taken a look at Indiana Jones, and the Raiders of the Lost Ark co-star, Karen Allen, is criticizing accusations that Indiana Jones was a pedophile. In the 1981 film, people are looking at the age difference between Harrison Ford's character, Indiana, and Karen's character, Marion Ravenwood. And so apparently they had this love interest, and some are saying she was just a child. And at one point, it said, I've learned to hate you. She says, I've learned to hate you in the last 10 years. I was a child. I was in love. And Indiana Jones replies, you knew what you were doing. Now, I don't know. I mean, does that suggest pedophilia? I don't think so. I mean, I didn't even think about that when I saw that movie 40 years ago. And again, doesn't it seem like a lot of people are searching for something to complain about? They're looking for things, as opposed to noticing the things that are really there. And that's, I think, really the negative part of all of this. But at least we have this show to call out these ridiculous notions. Another example of woke gone wild is coming up next. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Now, there is a whole young generation out there that believes that Ferris Bueller was the author and original singer of this song. Actually, it was the Beatles to another generation. But it really wasn't the Beatles because, let's see, wait, who did it first? Was it the Isley Brothers, maybe? Kind of drawing a blank here, but I think the Isley Brothers did it first. Yeah, so, you know, I grew up as a white kid in the suburbs thinking, oh, man, that's a great Beatles song. I thought they wrote it. But no, it was done before them. It's a cover of an R&B song. And I'm sure a young generation out there thinks that this is a Ferris Bueller song, but it is not. Okay, another example of woke gone wild next on WWL. You know, interestingly, the naked bike ride going through the French Quarter tomorrow, you know, it's not that it even stands out that much because it's the French Quarter. All right. Yesterday, we talked about this food writer who has concluded that apple pie is racist because it represents white Europeans coming to America slaughtering indigenous people. So I guess we should all feel guilty if we eat apple pie. I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. Now, there's a new example of woke gone wild. There is a petition calling for a segment of The Late Late Show with James Corden canceled, calling to be canceled for mocking Asians. The segment is titled Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts. Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts. In the segment, James Corden asks a celebrity guest a personal question. If they don't answer, they have to eat food that's really gross. In one segment, Jimmy Kimmel had to choose between a bull penis, a thousand-year-old egg, pig blood curd. Do you know what ballot is? Ballot is a tradition in Asian countries, and it's a really it's a national street food in the Philippines. Ballot is it's a fertilized egg that has developed to the point where it's usually a duck, but it could be a bird, but it's usually a duck. It has developed to the point where the embryo has eyes, has a bill or a beak, might have you know feet and feathers. It's, in other words, it's starting to grow. It's a fertilized egg that's starting to develop, to fully develop. And they boil it, and they eat the whole thing. And I've seen this on television specials, and it just looks disgusting to me. So is that like an insult to Asians? I mean, is it wrong for us to acknowledge that some things that are delicacies in other countries are gross in our culture? I mean, is that really criticism of the culture? Because we eat different foods? I don't think so. And I think this is another example of woke gone wild. I mean, look, that thing, that ballot, it's disgusting. I mean, you're kind of like eating a partially developed bird in the egg, boiled. I mean, it's got to be a little on the crunchy side. Anyway, I don't think that is an insult to Asian people. And look, I realize that a lot of Asian people have been the targets of hate crimes. Because of this stupidity in thinking that every Asian person is somehow responsible for COVID in this country. I mean, that's just a stupid notion, but there are people who believe that. And they've been beating Asian people up. So, I understand that. But this is just oversensitivity when it comes to thinking about insulting Asian people. And, I mean, a bull penis? I mean, really? I mean, I know they eat that. I know in Japan they eat those sort of things. Tiger penis also. And I'm thinking of all the parts of the animal that there are to eat. I mean, why eat that? I mean, is it really that good? I don't know. This doesn't really appeal to me. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Scoot, I used to go to the country club when it was clothing optional. Even though being around all those beautiful nude people, I never felt myself being sexually aroused. Right. It just felt normal.
You know, I love hearing that because it's so true. You know, you go to a nude beach and it's not a sexual thing. The nude bike ride is not a sexual thing, but you've got some really uptight people who want to make it sexual, and I'm glad we have a chance to set the record straight on that.
I can confirm what this texter has said. Back before they took away the clothing optional part, I used to go to the country club all the time. I had a membership there, and it was so nice. It was such a depressurized, desexualized environment, and just it wasn't squicky or weird to see other people's bodies. The whole mood was just so positive and permissive that it was just like this. I don't know. You know, everybody's got kind of their own definition of what freedom is and like what the freedoms that we have in this country are, which are the ones that we're fighting for. And maybe it's a minor thing, but I think the freedom of being able to go and just be around other people and not have to worry about who's fat or who's thin or who has big breasts or small breasts or whatever, not having to worry about any of that, was so affirming for everybody that participated. And it's too bad that there isn't more of that in our society.
Yeah, clothes actually make us somewhat pretentious. And there is a freedom. I mean, when you talk about permissive, you're not talking about sexually permissive.
No, but
it's
not
just
at all.
Permissive attitude. The only thing that concerned me about being the nude beach in Miami was going in the water. Because I've seen enough fishing shows to see the lures, the type of things that fish bite, that they go for. And I just, you know, I was a little concerned about that.
Not worth it. Yeah, you have to put on trunks to get into the water, right?
Yeah.
Just to be sure.
Here's seen enough
text
of those shows.
Here's a text that says, Ian, I don't know if you or Scoot know this. Mondo, who Colbert was riffing on at the end of that cut we played, Mondo went to LSU. And his brother Antoine played baseball at LSU.
Oh, wow.
Armando Duplessis is a Lafayette-born athlete, and he is competing for Sweden in the Tokyo Olympics this year in the pole vault. So we can all root for Mondo, even though he's not under the flag USA. But he's a Louisiana boy. Go,
that's
Mondo.
Interesting.
Let's go, Mondo.
Cool.
One more text. You know who else is going to be at the Sanger this fall?
Who?
Metallica.
Oh, Metallica. In fact, where are they this week? They got to be somewhere this weekend.
Let us know.
And, you know, the Uncle Sam Jam is back. Lafayette Park, July 1st. The Guess Who and Wilson Phillips. That is going to be awesome. Justin is in Gentilly. Hey, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for letting me be part of the show.
Sure.
And how can I follow the naked bike ride? Because I've always said to people, you know, if women walked around with their shirts off, I would never get any work done.
Well, you know, I understand that, except that, you know, when you see something like the naked bike ride, it just, you know, I don't know, in the context of the moment, it just, it's not something that is sexual. It's just like, oh my God.
You're right. It's not sexual at all. No.
Yeah.
I don't lust. Anyway, I want to comment on your Adam, I think his name is Duritz.
Duritz,
from
Counting
Crows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I heard that this morning, and he mentioned two musicians that have a connection. Jack Bruce, who is the singer and the bass player for Cream, and Sly and the Family Stone. He mentioned them too. Mm-hmm. The connection is that Sly and the Family Stone was notorious for not showing up for shows. And the band Yes, which is one of my favorite bands of all time, they got a phone call at 1 o'clock in the morning from this club saying, Sly and the Family Stone, you're not going to make it. Can you come over and play? And the entire band was in the apartment. They said, we got to get up and go play. So they went and played, and that's where it started. Well, fast forward to Cream. The last album before they broke up was called Goodbye Cream. I think it was a live show. And the opening act was Yes.
Wow. You know, man, look, when stuff like that happens, I mean, you know, you can't predict it. It's just awesome when things like that happen. So I'm glad you knew about that.
Well,
all right,
I
Justin,
just want to tell you, take care, buddy.
All right, man. I appreciate the call as always. Thanks for being part of the show, and have a safe weekend.
It's a live show.
There is a young artist from New Orleans. She is really talented. She's got a new song that's just been released. She's been down in Miami working on even more music. But if you haven't heard her yet, I want to introduce you to this new artist who is from New Orleans, but I think she's destined for big things. And that's coming up next on WWL. This time of year, this song just is so meaningful to all of us because it's the only kind of fun you can have in this part of the country in the summertime, and that is hot fun. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. She is from New Orleans. Her name is Kelly Pierce. I don't know that she's going to stay local. This is her song, Worldview. Listen, I mean, she's very talented. Callie joins us on WWL. Hey, Callie, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Like your song. Talk about the meaning of worldview.
Worldview to me and my team, honestly, is just me thinking ahead and thinking about how we're basically going to take over the world, honestly. But no, it's just like the song started off as a joke a little bit, and we were in the studio, and we had like 20 minutes left, and we were like, you know what, let's just like make a joke song. So I wrote some lyrics, my manager wrote some lyrics, my partner wrote some lyrics, and we all just like got on this song, and it became something that we loved, and we were like, we have to put it out. So that's how Worldview came about. So
it sounds good, and I love your attitude, and I see this as an attitude in a lot of young artists. They have this attitude like, you know, we're just waiting for our time and we're ready to make our voice known. We're ready for you to hear us. And we think we're going to do a better job with the world than the world has been treated before us. And I guess that's kind of the feeling of most every young generation. But it seems to be as strong now as it was when the boomers were revolting against the establishment back in the 60s.
Right, right, right. I agree. I think that music today is definitely such an empowering factor in so many things in the world today. And definitely our team is really trying to change the world in a way. I agree.
You know, Debbie, if I'm not mistaken, Debbie Gibson was the first to write her own music that became number one. And I think it's great mm-hmm. that you're writing your own music because, as you know, singers are offered a lot of music. And if you write your own stuff and it's your vision, it's your worldview, I think that's important.
Thank you. I love writing my own things. I feel like it's just everyone else can connect with it better if I write my own stuff. And I connect so much better with the song if I know what I'm singing about. I know what I'm singing in it. It's just so much more personal for me if I write a song and release it. That's just how I feel.
So, Callie, you've been in Miami also working on new music. Tell us about that.
So I went to Miami last week, and we had to postpone the flight 3 times because more opportunities kept on coming our way. So I've been working with Scott Storch, who has worked with Ariana Grande and a bunch of legends, honestly. So I've been working with him, and it's honestly been the most amazing experience that I could have ever asked for. He is so talented. I was in the studio with 12 Grammys, basically. So it was crazy just to be able to work with people that are teaching me so many amazing things about the industry. It was an incredible experience.
Where can people find your music?
You can find my music on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, basically every streaming platform. On like every social media, basically just everything. My name is Callie Pierce, CalliePierce, and you can find me anywhere.
Where do you hope to go?
I hope to, like I said, I was in the room with 12 Grammys, so let's hope I get there. Then I get big, you know what I mean? That's just all we really want.
Who do you relate to in terms of who is young and popular today?
I feel like I really relate to Dua Lipa right now. Like, I love her sound. I love her message. I love her voice. Her songs are crazy amazing. And I feel like I really connect with her in terms of songwriting and in terms of style, for sure. And, like, Taylor Swift, obviously, one of my favorite artists. Her lyrics, I like aspire to be as amazing as a songwriter as her. And so, yeah, but them two really right now.
Well, let's stay in touch, Callie. I appreciate you taking time to talk with us. And I do like your new song worldview, and hope things work out really well for you. And we'll be following your career and stay in touch with us.
All right, for sure. Thank you so much.
Okay. Callie Pierce. Yeah, you can find her on Spotify, YouTube, Apple. And just, I think she's a very talented singer, and she's from New Orleans. And, you know, Faith Becknell's from New Orleans, very talented. So we've got a lot of talent coming out of the New Orleans area, which is really good. Let's go to Mac, who is in Kenner. Hey, Mac.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Look, I wanted to mention, and I mentioned to Ian, they're having a festival up in Baton Rouge to try and save one of the iconic old juke joints in the Baton Rouge area.
Okay.
For those who aren't familiar with a juke joint, back in the 30s and 40s, maybe even back into the 20s, people would form these, would open these old businesses and barns, and workers would gather there, and they would party, or juke, as they called it, on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So they had a bunch of them throughout the South. We have one in our area that I bet you most people don't even know, up in Zachary, called Teddy's Juke Joint. It's one of the last 10 or so that are, you know, in existence in the country.
Teddy's Juke Joint.
Teddy's. T-E-D-D-Y.
Oh, Teddy's. Okay.
Yes. Teddy's.
Teddy's, okay.
And I would really encourage you to go, man. It's the experience of a lifetime. But he went through a bad time with COVID for the last 8 to 12 months. He's not been open, so he hadn't been making any money. And he was about to close the place, but a bunch of artists and musicians up in the Baton Rouge area who owe their careers to, you know, publicity and him letting them play there, they are holding a festival for him. It's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I sent Ian the information, so I don't have it in front of me. But if people in this area, it's not a bad drive. It's about an hour and a half up to Baton Rouge, and it's an experience. And the guy is just an absolute sweetheart. He's done so much for the community. He's been on some of the state tourism commercials. He's really a great guy, and if people could give back to him, he's just going through a tough time. He's trying to keep the place open up there. So I wanted to mention it.
Mac, I'm glad you had a chance to mention that. I'm happy to mention that. Hope things work out with Teddy's Juke Joint.
Okay, I appreciate it, man.
All right, Mac, have a good weekend. Let's go to Slidell. Hey, Sam, welcome to our show.
How you doing, Scoop?
How are you, Sam?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Naked Bike Ride.
Okay.
Who cares, man?
I know.
Like, let people express themselves how they want to express it.
Exactly.
That's a big problem in our community right now, man. People just want to make a big deal out of nothing. They want to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Sam, you're right. And, you know, it's not like they're affected by it, but it's almost as if, you know, so many people have this attitude today about if they disagree with your lifestyle or what it is that you do, it's not enough to just say, well, you know, you lead your life, I'll lead mine. No, they want to tell you how to lead your life. They want to, people want to say, no, you should not do that. And I think that's dangerous.
Exactly. Like, is it affecting you in any way? Are you being harmed by what they're doing? If you don't like it, don't go. Don't go downtown. Don't go
that's
wherever
right.
they're riding. Just stay
that's
away.
Right. Well, that's why I wrote in the blog and said it on the air. Here, if you want to make sure that you do not see it, I gave the time and the parade route, so everybody knows where not to go if they don't want to see the Naked Bike Ride tomorrow. Sam, I love your attitude. I appreciate the call. Have a nice weekend. Let's go to Jimmy and Greta. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, Scoot? Two things real quick. Justin and Gentile bringing up, yes, that was my first concert in the mid-90s. I don't know
really?
If you were at that show, Scoot. Yeah, I think it was maybe 1994 at UNO. Yes was still playing arenas at that point, and that was actually my first concert.
Awesome.
That was pretty cool that Justin brought that up. They're a great band, and I know you're a big fan of Guess Who. I know, I think I remember you talking about them on the air when they played at the Jefferson Parish Performing Arts Center.
I did.
I missed that show. I missed that one. I wanted to go, and I didn't realize that Rudy Sarzo plays bass in that band. He's been in Whitesnake, Quiet Riot, Dio. He's been in a bunch of bands. So I do hope to go see it. I think you guys said it was in early July.
I think it's
Jam.
July 1st, yeah. I think it's July 1st. Yeah, they sound really good. And I did a video interview with them before the show, and we posted that, and that was fun. I mean, I enjoy talking to those guys, and just have such great great history. And, man, I mean, they had so many hits. I mean, American Woman, No Time, Share the Land. I can't even name all the songs. There were so many.
Yeah, that's a good price. Uncle Sam Jam's free, so I can afford that. But
gotta love that.
I wanted to bring up one last thing. I said it earlier in the week there, Scoot. You know, no matter who you're going to vote for, people need to realize tomorrow is a big election in District 7. So if you live on the West Bank, Belchase, Gretna, Marrero, Algiers, there's a Senate seat up for election. And I think there's three candidates. But like I said earlier, there's one candidate that's against the diversions. You know where I stand on that. People need to research these freshwater diversions, Mac Cormier.
All right, well, everybody look into it.
And look into it, vote. Even if you don't vote for my guy, vote. That's the election.
I agree.
The local media is not talking about it, Scoot.
Well, you know, the local media sometimes doesn't talk about those local things. I'm glad you had a chance to bring it up, because it is very important. Okay, this has become a Friday tradition for us. So I'm just going to kick back and crank it up here in just a moment. Love this song. It just reminds us that it's Friday. Another code word and your chance to win a grand coming up here in just a few minutes on WWL. All right, Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick coming up next, man. Go Tigers. LSU is in the NCAA Knoxville, Tennessee Super Regional. They play Tennessee. The first game, it's a best-of-three series. First game is tomorrow. First pitch is at 6 o'clock. Pre-game starts at 5:30 here on WWL. Game 2 is Sunday at either 11 or 2. And if necessary, Game 3 Monday at either 3 or 6. So be tuned in to all of that. The guys will be talking about that coming up next. I want to thank our brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, our assistant brand manager and senior producer of Scoot on the Air here on WWL, Ian Hoke. And as always, I thank you for being part of our show every afternoon. It's time for me to give you a chance to qualify to win $1,000. It's the Odyssey National Cash Contest, and the code word this hour is BEAM. Text B-E-A-M, as in Mary. Text BEAM, B-E-A-M, as in Mary, to this number, 72881. Text BEAM to 72881. That qualifies you to win $1,000 in cash. It's all part of the National Odyssey Cash Contest, and we'll continue this later in the day. In fact, in about an hour, you'll have another chance to win $1,000. So hang with us. I've had a blast today. It's going to be hot this weekend. Try and stay cool. I'm going to try and do something live on the Naked Bike Ride. It's either going to be on WWL Radio Facebook or the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. One of those two. It'll be somewhere, but I'll find a way to get it out there live. Have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.